Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, there's no doubt the sparks will be flying in the Moyer Stakes tonight, and Pippi, one of the fastest horses in the land, is looking for another Group 1 after winning the Oakley Plate last spring, and Chris Maher is looking forward, no doubt, to tonight's Group 1 event, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Chris. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Michael. Not too bad.
Excellent. How is your flying mare, Pippi, going? She seems to be the best fresh. She's unbeaten first up. Can she continue that unbeaten run tonight?
Yeah, well, she certainly give us no indication that she can't. My only slight query that I've said throughout the week is just how much rain we do get. We know she can handle a soft seven, so hopefully the weather forecaster might be quite kind to us.
So if it does fall in that soft six, soft seven range, you don't think that'll be any hindrance, or is she a lot better on a firmer surface?
Oh, she's definitely a lot better on a firmer surface, but she's comfortable in that soft six, maximum soft seven range. Her run down the straight at Flemington was very encouraging. It was a soft seven that day. So she's won a trial here at Mornington on a heavy 10, but she certainly wasn't as comfortable as opposed to a good track.
She does, as I said, fly first up, three from three. She can put in an ordinary run, but is that usually when she's a bit over the top in her campaign?
Yeah, it is. She's a funny mare because around the stables and her track where she panders around and walks around like an old 10-year-old gelding, but come race day or trials, when she bounces out the machine, she definitely turns it on. She's obviously pure speed, as I've said in the past, so we certainly won't be changing anything. If somebody wants to lead us, they'll be running a pretty quick time, I'd presume.
So Damien Lane's on her tonight. Has he done much work on Pippi before?
Yeah, he's trialled her twice here at Mornington. So he's had a really good feel of her. You know, as everyone knows, she's quite push button. As soon as the gate's open, she's off. So it's good that he's had a couple of rides on her and he's had a feel of her. So certainly no problems in that regard.
So was there a decision to change the jockey, or was Ben Mellum given the choice of who he wanted to ride?
Oh, originally, the owners weren't sure about what's happening with Ben and all this saga that he's going through, and we didn't want to lock him in, then all of a sudden something ill happened to him regarding that. So we'd end up with probably, you know, obviously not all the main ones would be gone by then. So when Damien became available, we snapped him up pretty quickly.
She was so brilliant in that Oakley Plate, leading from the front. In the William Reid, she took a bit of a sit behind Loving Gabby and Bivouac, who led on that occasion. And she ran well, but she ran fourth. What's the plan tonight? Is it handlebars down, you're there to lead, or would you take a sit if Fabergino jumps in front of you?
No, we won't be taking a sit. We'll be just letting her free roll as soon as the gate's open. Told Damien to grab a handful of mane before the gate's open and hold on, because we're jumping extremely quick. And as I've said in the past, you know, if something does go to lead her, you know, good luck to her.
So what's your gut feel about tonight?
Oh, well, she gave us the exact same feel as prior to the Oakley Plate. Her work's been pretty much exactly the same. She's showing great speed in her jump out. So in that, you know, there's nothing changed there. You know, we're just going to ride her as she likes to be ridden, which is pure speed.
She has a one at the Valley, but she was close up in that hot William Reid. How do you think she gets around the Valley? Does she enjoy it?
I'd say she does, but she's definitely, obviously, a lot comfortable more at Caulfield. If it was 1,000 at Caulfield, I'd be over the moon. But saying that, because she has an extra stride longer than the average animal, we'll just be mindful of the fact that whether we hug the pain or we just come out of touch just to get around the corner. At Caulfield, she can boot scoot right up, hard up on the pace. So we'll be a little bit mindful of that. But, yeah, we certainly won't be changing anything in that regard.
Who's the hardest to beat tonight?
Oh, throw your blanket over half a dozen, couldn't you? Half a dozen, eight. But I've got huge respect for the grey mare in Perth, from Perth. Obviously, the Adelaide mare, she's a flying machine, loves the Valley. And Clinton McDonald's mare, well, she's low flying at the moment too. She's obviously got to step up to the big boy stage, but she's certainly showing all the indications that she can. Then you've got a few back markers, but it'll just depend on how the track plays out, really.
Has your dad, John, had many Moir runners before?
Don't think so. I think Savannah and Moir ran in a couple of years ago. A bit quick for her. But going back to the early days, I'm not too sure. He would have had some, but certainly nothing that was, jumped out of the box and won. Or I'm not sure if he's anything run a drum or not, but I'll have to test on that. But
well, it could be tonight that you rewrite the record books with yourself and your old man and the Flying Pippi. Best of luck in the Moir tonight, Chris.
Terrific. Thanks very much.